You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM. Now, just a little note here that the Space Shuttle Atlantis, which is currently making its final flight and is due to land tomorrow evening about 8 o'clock Melbourne time, is about to make a pass across Melbourne. And if you have clear sky here in Mentone, where Southern FM broadcasts from, it's clouded out, but somewhere in our listening area there may be a chance. It's coming across at 6:28 this evening. That's in about 3 minutes' time. And it will appear in the northwestern sky and rise to 83 degrees above the horizon. That's almost straight overhead at 6:31, and then head off towards the southeast. So it's rising in the northwest, heading across towards the southeast, rising at 6:28. Overhead at 6:31 and disappearing into the Earth's shadow while still 20 degrees above the horizon at 6:33. Now, if you are lucky enough to be outside and have a clear sky and see that, don't disappear, because 2 minutes behind it will be the International Space Station, looking much, much brighter. What are you looking for? You're looking for something that looks like a high-flying aircraft, a star that moves in the sky, and you'll see the Space Shuttle Atlantis first, followed 2 minutes later by the International Space Station. That means that if you're in the lucky spot, you'll be able to see them both in the sky together. We now continue with a selection of country music. Here on Southern FM, coming up at 7 o'clock, will be the Space Show.
You got the money, honey, I've got the time.
And you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM. Now, earlier on, I told you that you could pop outside and see the space station and the space shuttle go over. At the time, I thought it was a pretty hopeless affair, especially here in Mentone, where just before going on air, I'd said it was, you know, I went outside and it was very, very cloudy. But anyway, we tried and went outside, and yes, in gaps between the cloud, we could see the Atlantis moving across, and then about 2 minutes later came the much, much brighter International Space Station. What a sight. The final chance to see Atlantis, although there will be another chance tomorrow evening just before it lands, during one of its final orbits, but those would not be as good a chance as today when it was straight overhead. We're going to have a few announcements, and then we're going back to that wonderful music we've been listening to.